was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
Good evening. 234 years ago, the forefathers of the American Republic wrote the following. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. My friends, that quote from the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, enacted on July 4th, 1776, memorialized into history the foundation and, to some degree, the authority under God for tonight's program. Welcome to our regular listeners and to freedom-loving people around the world. You're listening live to a special broadcast of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're coming to you tonight commercial free. I'll ask you if you would refrain from calling in the call-in number. We're swamped at the moment with your calls. That number is not for listening, folks. That number is simply for people calling in, and our special guests tonight are being blocked out by your calls. You can listen to this program at the Republic Broadcasting Network on the internet at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm your host, Dr. Sam Kennedy. Today is Sunday, January 31st, 2010, a day that will live in history, for it is the day we begin the process of reclaiming the American continent from corporations posing as legitimate governments. I'm dedicating tonight's program to all of our colleagues, to all of you, listeners and non-listeners, to the men and women who have suffered these many years at the hands of a corporation gone crazy. To all of you people who have had homes that have been invaded by SWAT teams, who have had guns pointed at the heads of their children by agents of a corporate state acting in territorial capacity, outside normal constitutional limitations on the land of your forefathers. I'm dedicating the program to all of you whose lives have been ruined by liens and levies and seizures by agents of foreign agencies. To all of you who have been tossed off your land by the banking institutions of this country. To the thousands of you who languish in prison for tax issues and crimes against the state, crimes which occur or purported to occur in the complete absence of an injured party. For those of you in prison for speaking against the corporate government. I'm dedicating this program to the thousands of you who suffer in United States gulags for the high crime of refusing to pray to a corporate court, for refusing to stand to a corporate actor in a black robe, for refusing to enter the bar, knowing that you're granting
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation Techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
United States of America to restore and re-inhabit the free American republics. The sovereign people do hereby declare the following. We the people, inhabiting the North American continent, free men and women convened under God, having been granted by the Creator dominion over all the earth, to restore the blessings of liberty for ourselves and the posterity, do hereby invoke our sacred right to alter or abolish destructive government as memorialized in the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, circa 1776, by declaring herewith this solemn declaration to the people of the earth and all governments and nations derived therefrom. Whereas we do not now, nor have we ever been possessed of a desire to relinquish any of our unalienable rights for the dubious benefits of limited liability or any other compelled revocable privileges of a subject class citizenship of the United States, nor to relinquish every aspect of our lives to corporations posing as legitimate governments. Whereas we do not now, nor have we ever entered into a binding contract, agreement, or trust relationship with any person, living or fictitious, with the fully informed and willful intent to deprive ourselves or to be deprived by others of any unalienable rights granted to us by the self-existing Creator and guaranteed by the constitutions of the free republics of North America and the United States of America Republic, circa 1787. Whereas we have become aware that each of the free American republics and the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America, circa 1787, have been preempted by military power and emasculated by fraudulent, coercive, and deceitful methods of economic and political warfare imposed by corporations posing as legitimate governments. Therefore, we, the sovereign people of the free American republics, do hereby and herewith, number one, assemble under God for all the world to hear and see upon each state's signatories hereto, numbering at least 26 souls, and organize under God as the well-regulated guardians of the free republics. Number two, restore and re-inhabit through this declaration the legitimate constitutional governments of these free republics in peace and harmony. Number three, conclude the era of illicit corporate governance by renouncing in the presence of the Creator forever and without contrived ambiguity all permissions, delegations of authority, and grants of attorney, real or imagined, to corporations posing as legitimate governments, in particular, the United States Federal Corporation and all subdivisions thereof. Number four, assemble upon each state's signatories hereto, numbering at least 26 souls, de jure grand juries in the people's common law, herein authorized in remedy of the self-evident expositions of truth attached hereunder, to forthwith order and conduct forensic accounting of the various trusts and so-called legacy accounts attributed to the people, to facilitate a return to the people of the wealth which has been taken by fraudulent artifice on the part of the banking institutions of this or any country, in particular the ill-gotten gains of foreclosure and fraudulent foreign taxation, to peacefully eliminate all existing government structures, entities, and agencies that have been derived from the de facto corporations posing as legitimate governments, to issue orders to the military, police, and corporate powers of the land and sea to enforce our divine rights to such lawful government as was already ensured by our constitutions, and restore de facto actors to lawful de jure capacity duly confined by the constitutions of these republics, and replace the non-compliant, thus restoring to each and every American their in-law, dry land, divine rights of birth, and the fruits of their individual and ancestral labor as quickly, efficiently, and discreetly as possible, without causing undue alarm or stress, and without malice for anyone. Number five, forgive in the name of the Creator all who repent their political and economic misdeeds. It is hereby so decreed and ordered by the sovereign people of these free American republics assembled herein. Friends, that is the text of the one-page declaration that we are bringing forth this week, to which is attached another 30 or so pages of orders and decrees. A number of years ago, I made an offer to the United States Federal Corporation on this very program. I said, let's coexist peacefully. We don't wish you any harm. Just leave my people alone. Leave the members of the sovereign people free to go about their business, and you will not be harmed. You will be able to continue business as usual with respect to the masses. By the way, for those new listeners to the program who are unfamiliar with the United States Federal Corporation, I suggest you might want to Google 28 U.S.C. 3002. That's 28 U.S.C. 3002. And scroll down to paragraph 15 where it defines the term United States as a federal corporation, which, contrary to opinions from attorneys at law, is a term that is applied to all statutory law, because you cannot use a term differently in one statute than in another. U.S. Inc. is the actual institution that hides under the disguise of the democracy that has preempted the lawful American Republic and the state republics since 1861. For all you members of the Private Bar Association listening tonight who somehow need the opinions of your colleagues to prove to yourself what you already know in your heart, let me refer you respectfully to Hooven and Allison Company versus EVAT. The authority is 324 U.S. 652. Clearfield Trust Company versus United States, 318 U.S. 363 through 371. And of course, the dissenting opinion of Justice John Harlan in Downs versus Bidwell, 182 U.S. 244. Those are all citations of the de facto United States Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen, as opposed to the de jure institution, the one Supreme Court. Excuse me. Anyway, for the rest of the audience who are not attorneys at law, I do apologize for giving even the slightest attention, the slightest energy to private corporate regulations written by and on behalf of and for the profit and benefit of U.S. Inc. Well, as most of you know, the United States Federal Corporation responded to my offer mercilessly. They have pounded on the patriot community at the federal, state, and local level without provocation time and time again. Worse and worse, building a crescendo of arrogance and ignorance bar none in history. The latest being the invasion of a patriot this week by 24 SWAT team members at a relative's house, kicking in the door and leveling their automatic weapons and laser beams at the heads of the children. Systematically, day in and day out, making the decision to destroy the lives of courageous men and women who are willing to fight and even die for freedom, and are being persecuted for no reason other than refusing to pray to a corporate institution. For those of you who are non-attorneys, understand that when you submit papers to the de facto courts, they actually expect you to say under the section requesting relief, "I pray to this court." There's not a Christian amongst you who doesn't understand the evil of that statement, and yet not an attorney amongst you who has ever thought about it twice. Our colleagues have been willing and ready to stand for, and in some cases die for, freedom. Real freedom. Not the lip service, knee-jerk freedom that populates the televisions, that fills the mouths of talking heads all over the airwaves, that authorizes its corporate agents to kill you. Yes, kill you if necessary on the roads and byways of America if you should refuse to exhibit a state-issued piece of ID. A simple piece of paper that confesses you're a subject class citizen. Refuse that and expect to have your window blasted out, dragged out, pounded on the ground, and possibly killed. Not the kind of freedom that indicts people for commercial crimes against the state in the absence of an injured party. Not the kind of freedom that flies the military's admiralty flag in its courtrooms and sends you to prison for failing to worship its symbols. Not the kind of freedom that sends you to prison for refusing to enter the bar. No, sir. Our colleagues have been willing to stand, fight for, and die for June freedom. Not the kind of freedom that classifies its own people as legal fiction entities in their books and records, distinct and apart from the living man and mocking his or her name. Not the kind of freedom that classifies you as terrorists under Section 802 of the Patriot Act by reclassifying you as a special class of legal fiction subject known as a U.S. person. Not the kind
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Is over. And all we need to make it happen is a handful of you in every state to stand up and be reckoned with. And we will do all of this, folks, relying upon the one thing that the United States rarely demonstrates, the one essential ingredient of this process, forgiveness in our hearts. We will follow the lead of Mandela and Gandhi and Martin Luther King, and we will welcome each and every man and woman who has blood on their hands back into the good graces of mankind in honor and service to our Father, because judgment is reserved to Him. And we will do that upon their repenting their crimes against mankind. That's all we ask. We will not seek retribution. We will not take actions that cause unrest, disturb the peace, disorder, or provoke violence. However, and take note, we will not tolerate trespass on the de jure institutions of government when they are re-inhabited any longer. You only get one chance at repentance and forgiveness. And I tell you this, friends, in my many discussions with many people over the years, I know for a fact that we will not be alone. Thousands of public servants have been quietly awaiting the moment when the sovereign people awaken and reclaim their birthright to dominion over all the earth. They will be our partners. They understand we are coming to rescue them as well. We are coming to rescue their children and their grandchildren and their posterity as well as ours, because the posterity belongs to all of us, to you, to me, to everyone in America. And it must, and it will, be restored if we are to fulfill our destiny, our grand destiny, the destiny that we have been charged with by high-ranking members of the military, by others around the globe, and all the eyes are upon us. The destiny to avert the rapid march to World War III that is being orchestrated by global powers so they can cull the herd and fulfill their taste for blood and human sacrifice. And we will succeed. The era of the Cylons is over, and we can put fire into that proclamation. You are an army of Neos. You have been awakened. There is no turning back. And we, the people, declare it to be so. Folks, about a year ago, high-ranking member of the military, as I've mentioned before, made us a truly remarkable offer. If we would undertake certain specific steps, they will recognize our lawful authority as the one, true, only, de jure government of the people. And they will follow our orders. They are tired of taking dangerous orders, or orders that bring their colleagues and friends and their military family into harm's way around the world for reasons they are aware are to enrich the pocketbooks of the banking cartel terrorist families of the planet. They are tired of taking orders from a corporate CEO who has no legitimate place in governing the United States of America. And I don't mean the United States Federal Corporation. I mean the United States of America, united under the sovereign people. So we took that challenge, and we crafted most carefully and meticulously the Restore America Plan, which will accomplish all of our goals quickly, calmly, gently, and without bloodshed, violence, retribution, or civil war, with no malice in our hearts or in our actions for anyone. And the strategy of the plan, our actions and deeds, our orders and warrants and proclamations are all designed with specific goals in mind. And let me take a moment and review them, if I may. An immediate end. Everyone listening around the world, listen to this. An immediate end to foreclosures and bank collection actions throughout the land. An immediate end to tax prosecutions. An immediate end to the invasions, the prosecutions, and the detentions for fictitious crimes against the state that lack an injured party. This perversion of the judiciary that has infested our consciousness, infested our morality right down to our children, and has even worked its way into sporting entertainment on television, like a plague across the land. An immediate end to molestation by misguided government agents on the highways, on the byways of America. Our goals include production of sovereign identification by their agencies on our prescription and passports that do not proclaim or imply subject class citizenship, but provide what a passport is supposed to do, safe passage through a war zone. We'll be bringing the war to an end too. Restoration of the trappings of proper de jure governance. That begins at the very beginning. As, in fact, all of those goals I've mentioned so far are in the first round. Our goals include restoration of the common law of the land, reining in of the godforsaken admiralty color of law venue so that it is strictly applied to the high seas as it was intended, and a bunch of other goals that we'll continue in a moment. We have to pause for a 1 minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies, like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Without so much as a protest? What was that formula? Do you not find that remarkable? How is it they managed to steal our money, steal our law and replace it with equity, steal our rights and replace it with enticed privileges, with virtually no resistance other than perhaps Congressman Lewis McFadden and a handful of others who were killed? Well, I've thought about that for years. In fact, I discussed that on the air 3 or 4 years ago. I talked about the Lewis McFadden formula. And it was apparent to me some time ago that they did it quite simply because they followed historical precedent. They used a formula that has worked throughout the ages. In 1909, Paul Warburg, who is one of the most brilliant and demonic men throughout the entire recorded history of mankind, in my opinion, he brought the model for the so-called non-centralized Federal Reserve central bank system to the secret meeting on Jekyll Island, which was chaired by Senator Nelson Wilmarth Aldrich. Now, folks, that was a remarkable event. Those of you who are students of history understand there was a cry across the nation not to have central banking. That's what swept Woodrow Wilson into power. So what did he do? He signed a bill bringing in 12 banks operating under the centralized Board of Governors. A sham. Where do they say the best places to hide things? In plain sight. A sham if there ever was one. For those of you who are unfamiliar with Senator Aldrich, by the way, he was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a political propaganda arm of the banking cartels, bar none in history, and the father-in-law, no surprise, to John D. Rockefeller Jr., who's the only son of John D. Rockefeller. So I think it's safe to observe that Paul Warburg was a man of great patience and vision because he was willing to wait 20 years until 1929 to seize the world's assets. Here's something else to consider. You might want to pause for a second and ask yourself, how did Franklin Delano Roosevelt, another one of those brilliant and clever demonic men, manage to confiscate almost all privately held gold other than $100 and personal jewelry by issuing Executive Order 6102 without inciting civil war? If that had been done openly at any time in American history prior to 1933, there would have been riots in the streets. How did he steal our gold? How did he steal our land by naming us as tenants on deeds instead of land patents and registering the deeds as state chattel property in incorporated counties, which replaced unincorporated counties without a whip of protest around the country? How did Roosevelt exchange our rights such as travel for privileges such as driving under a state-issued license without protest? How did he confiscate our labor by issuing securities represented by the security certificate known as the birth certificate without a whimper of protest? How did he get us to accept the mark of the beast to buy and sell in their system by promising trifling benefits through the Social Security system without anyone seeing through it and protesting? How did he manage to steal our law, the common law of the land, in existence in the country at that time for, what, over 150 years, I would say, by substituting the civil action, the commercial facade which is needed for a corporation to maintain the veil of legitimacy when a corporation attempts to claim it's been injured by the living man who created it, and making that substitution, substituting equity in place of law in the Federal Rules of Civil Procedures Act of 1934, again, without a hint of protest? How did FDR orchestrate all of those things without a revolt? Any one of them should have triggered a revolt, right? Well, why don't you go to the opposite side of the coin? Have you ever asked yourself why every single patriot attempt to restore the American Republic has failed miserably? Could it just be that attempting to re-educate a population that has suffered four generations of cultural amnesia is a fool's game that is doomed to failure, and worse, likely to incite violence against you? And if you examine those three situations, you'll understand that FDR and Warburg did it the old-fashioned way, with the distractions of war and economic hardship as they picked our pockets behind the scenes. So I ask you this. If not a single federal judge protested when they came forth in secret and informed them that law was being replaced by equity so that a corporate government could enforce commercial crimes against the state under the color of the Admiralty Law Venue, working through legal fictions with mocking names of the real people, without constitutional protections, and not one judge protested, do you think there's a chance that the strategy, the same strategy, might work, but this time on behalf of returning law and morality back to the institutions of government? Well, that's how the Restore America plan will work. We do not seek, nor will we disturb, the great sleeping hordes of American humanity rendered nearly unconscious after 77 years of cultural amnesia. They will continue about their lives, distracted by the wars and economic hardships and their electronic devices that have been orchestrated for them by our predecessors. We will avoid all public pronouncements to the hopelessly deluded public media. As much as you'd love to get out there and sing the praises of freedom, there will be none among the members who join the Restore America plan, because we know that that media will subject us. I know better than anyone. I was a part of it. They will subject us to ridicule as right-wing nutjobs and Christian fundamentalists and all the other knee-jerk evils that they use as lightning rods to gather the people in hysteria towards their own enslavement. Now, doesn't that make sense? Why would we use a strategy that will doom us to failure when a strategy has been laid out by brilliant, if demonic, men that replace the entire lawful society of the Republic with a military-run democracy designed to confiscate your wealth and pass it along as a tariff to foreign banking families? We will make no attempt to re-educate a public that doesn't even know that the United States is a corporation, even though the signs of constitutional deprivation are all around them, on the deeds that call them tenants on their own land, on the bank signature cards that call them U.S. persons for the mere act of placing their money into safekeeping, on the government forms that confess they are subjects to the government created by their forefathers, on the government forms, a bank signature card that makes them swear under penalty of perjury everything is true. The mere act of signing that places them in jeopardy for indictment, investigation, indictment, arraignment, incarceration, and ruination of their lives. We recognize, the founders, the authors of this plan recognize, that we cannot take the general population from kindergarten to graduate school, at least not at this time, considering they were taken from graduate school to kindergarten over a slow progression of planned cultural amnesia. Which means that the Restore America plan is not grounded in ego. It's not grounded in our desires to convince people, to persuade people, to generate awareness and consciousness about freedom. It is not about making ourselves feel better by fancy proclamations. It is solely confined to achieving the results I've outlined here tonight. Again, quietly, peacefully, and without risking violence, civil war, or misinterpretation during the interim installation period. Folks, the orders have already been written. The plan is laid out. We won't be able to discuss them with specificity on this far too public forum, but you can already tell by what I've said that this has been methodically worked out. So, with the Restore America plan, we are planning, just in case I haven't made this clear, to end the foreclosure nightmare, tax prosecutions, prosecutions without an injured party, and assaults on the byways of America using their own, let me correct that, using our own institutions to do the work behind the scenes just like in 1933. Once we have reabsorbed those institutions back into de jure service. We will also be achieving diplomatic status with respect to the corporation as we put it back in the bottle. And we will modify, as I mentioned, the crime database to reflect our sovereign status. So instead of using the de jure grand juries to force our will on unsuspecting local institutions, you can imagine the havoc that would cause around the country. We will use the restored trappings of government to achieve our goals quietly. In other words, we will have reconstituted higher courts, and they will get their marching orders to hand down the appropriate writs to the lower courts to do the right job. Nonetheless, the de jure grand juries will reserve their power on the land if needed. All in all, we will not subject our adversaries to humiliation, to proclamations or insults that motivate resistance. We will not challenge their propaganda. In fact, it is their propaganda, what they have been uttering thousands of times a week on the airwaves, as if the American people's asleep, which unfortunately they are. We will use that propaganda to dismantle the evil institutions of the Tree of Knowledge and facilitate the reassimilation of those institutions under the Tree of Life. We will not punish them. It is sufficient that the Lord knows of their crimes. It's in the Lord's hands. Instead, we will invite them to join us willingly, and many will come. And we will offer them the glory for solving the foreclosure crisis and the economic meltdown. Let the politicians enjoy the limelight. We want no part of it. Let them enjoy the accolades and the fawning. Because the real magnificence is reserved for the Lord, and we'll be on bended knees making sure that happens. When I refer to 1933, I know there are some out there who are thinking that we are going to be using the methods of perverse men of history, demonic men of history. But don't think for a minute that just because a demon uses a particular method that it is inherently evil. It's the man that's evil, not necessarily the method. You know, we could take a lesson, for instance, from the War College. Our War College and the War Colleges of the industrialized nation learned plenty from Hitler's Blitzkrieg. But when we put the strategies to work on behalf of the law of the Creator, we will be cleansing them of bad intentions. It is rational, it is reasonable, and it is logical to use their institutions under our control, brought back to the du jour side by quiet reabsorption, to right this society and prevent the progression, the inevitable progression, if we don't intervene, to World War III. So, folks, I've said a mouthful here. I didn't know if I would talk for 15 minutes or 45 minutes before I brought in our guests. And I believe we do have a couple of guests in the wings. We'll bring them in a second. For those of you who are wondering how to join what we are doing, it's very simple. If you have a pen and a piece of paper, I urge you to take down and circulate this email address far and wide. The email address is therestoreamericaplan@gmail.com. The Restore America Plan, all one word. therestoreamericaplan@gmail.com. Now, if you have foreclosure and tax and prosecution problems and are willing to stand up and be counted and willing to be to assemble, if called upon, in significant numbers as the guardians of the free republics, if you have the courage to reclaim the de jure institutions of your government as a juror on the de jure grand juries, then I invite you to send us an email and mark in the subject line, wish to join, a dash, and then put in the name of the republic in which you will be representing. If you would like to be a state or regional coordinator who will handle the final organization of the de jure grand juries, or you believe you can assemble a substantial number of people in furtherance of the goals that I've outlined here tonight, then please mark the subject line coordinator, add a dash, and put the name of the republic. And finally, before I bring my fellow guardian elders to the program, I would like to address any other groups or assemblies or similar undertakings throughout the land. If you're engaged in assembling or a similar process, but you don't quite know the way to the finish line, I invite you to come over and join with us, as I think you will find that the Restore America Plan is the last best hope to re-inhabit the republic now, not later, in the most logical way, with the least risk of conflict and unnecessary controversy. Now, mind you, even if the military were to fail to fulfill their offer to us, the mere act of assembling with true and proper authority on the land is a victory in and of itself, as we will then have the authority to engage the public pretenders on a playing field where they simply cannot stand. A field where they have no borrowed energy with which to commit further acts of evil, and where the facade of legitimacy has been fatally punctured. it's so thoroughly penetrated that many of them will shrink away from confrontation with the knowledge that the liabilities of attempting to subjugate de jure land-based authority by private, corporate, de facto actors is far too perilous to accept. You know, folks, lawyers, many lawyers, are well aware that they have no authority on the land and certainly no standing to disobey the lawful orders of the sovereign people. Now, for those of you who doubt that when push comes to shove, the officers of the United States Federal Corporation, especially the higher levels of the judiciary, do not understand their limitations, I'm going to bring forth our first guest. He's never been on the program before. He is a member of what we are calling the Guardian Elders, who authored this procedure and will be taking responsibility for it. But 2 years ago, I told you a story about this man, and then Larry Beecraft spent a year ridiculing that he didn't exist and that his story, if he did exist, was untrue. I told you a story, I think it was January 2 years ago.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa? Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You will be guided by in this process. And I'm proud to welcome to the program Regan Duane. Regan, thanks for joining us, especially when you have the flu.
Yes, I'm a little bit under the weather.
All right, well, thank you, Regan, and you don't even sound like you, but be patient for 1 minute because I'd like to bring our other guests in.
Sure.
Secondly, this second guest is someone that our regular listeners know very well. What can I say about him that won't embarrass him to no end? Because he is a humble man and a scripturally honest broker in every sense of the word. if you need advice and if something is right and wrong, this is the man you go to. He grew up on the south side of Chicago, and you would not want to go up against him in a dark or, for that matter, a light alley. And he has looked them in the face 60 or 70 times and told them to get lost. He does not carry state ID. He drives around, as both of these fellows do, in their own vehicles, without plates, without placards. He's a man of enormous knowledge and dedication, and absolutely has refused for years to take any compensation for the assistance that he has provided to people. He has put himself on the line more than anyone I know. He has a command of the issues better than anyone I know. And he is in the front line of many of the things that we do. You've heard him before. You've listened to him because he's worth listening to. My pleasure to bring to the program Thomas Bradford Schultz. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Sam. Good to be here.
Now, I don't know if our third guest, the third member of the Guardian Elders, is with us or not. Because he was supposed to call me earlier, but he was involved in seminar. And the phones are tied up, from what I've heard from the producer in my ear. We're okay. So we do have an open line. Tim, if you're out there trying to get in, call in now, please. This fellow is well known to most of you because he has toured the country selflessly to bring you freedom, his freedom documents and his freedom methods. He's charged minimally for that sharing of information. He has a wealth of people who look to him for counsel and advice. He's a wonderful guy, another scriptural devotee. He has engaged them in their own forums. He is a former employee of FEMA in Florida. I believe he was second in command in the state, so he knows the system from the inside. He certainly knows the evils of the shadow government in the manifested in the organization known as FEMA and Homeland Security. I don't know if he's on the line, but I'm going to introduce him as if he is, a man of great knowledge and especially with commercial procedures, a friend of mine. I'm proud to call all of these men my friends, prouder than you folks can imagine if you understood the risks that these people take, the knowledge that any day their lives could be snuffed out. All of us now, for the first time, probably feeling fear of that because we don't want this process to be killed. That's why we're sharing it now. First time I've ever felt any fear about it is I want to see the end to the travesty that has befallen this world. And my next guest I'm proud to welcome is James Timothy Turner. Tim Turner. Tim, welcome to the program if you're there. No Tim. Well, hopefully Tim will call in. But most of you know Tim, so you can imagine what he would say. Well, I'd like to begin, if I may, first of all, by welcoming Regan and Tom to the program, and Tim when he joins us. And I'd like to, Regan, with apologies to you, I'd like to start with Tom's perspective. Tom, I'm going to give you the floor because I know you're going to give us both barrels. If you would just give us your perspective on the process, the worldly perspective on this process that we are undertaking and the bigger story.